This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Florence, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so happy to get to you today. I just heard the commercial for graduate, graduate, graduate. Well, this has to do with my grandson. He got a scholarship to go to Rutgers this year.
Okay.
And what happened was he goofed off. And he lied to his mother, and he lied to me. And I said, how are you making out in school? He says, you know I'm smart.
No, wait. So he's already at Rutgers. This is his
Not
first
him.
Year at Rutgers?
He was for a half a year.
Okay.
He goofed off, and he failed, or he didn't attend classes. He was playing around with his friends during the day.
Yeah.
They were picking him up.
Yeah.
And I said I would like to talk to him yesterday, and they said you can't talk to him. So I said, have him go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
I don't think he needs to go to a psychologist or psychiatrist. I think he probably needs to drop out of school for a semester and work someplace and pay rent, and then he'll decide, wow, minimum wage kind of sucks, so maybe I need to go back to school and learn to do something so I make more than minimum wage.
I don't know whether he's on drugs or anything like that.
Well, Florence, don't go off the deep end on me here. Is it abnormal? Is it unusual for kids their first time away from home to run amok? No. And if you talk to any college counselor, it's the attrition rate, especially the first semester for kids, is they're not used to studying on their own. They're not used to having that kind of freedom. And so quite often they have a hard time. So I think the answer is not punishment, and the answer is not psychiatry. I mean, there's no particular reason to think that there's anything running amok here. He just thought, woo, no curfews, no one's going to check my homework, woo, I'm smart, I can get away with this. And it's a very common phenomenon with freshmen. But I think the answer is, presumably he's out of school at this moment,
yes.
So he gets himself a job, and he's not allowed to sit around doing Game Boy and watching reruns on television.
That's what he's been doing.
Well, then his parents are making a mistake, but that's not about him, that's about his parents.
Yes.
Did most of his friends not go to college? Is that the
part
of the deal?
I don't think these friends are going to school, college at all, because they have trucks to pick him up. He lives at home with his parents.
Well, but Florence, if you're going to talk to anybody, the person you should talk to is your son or daughter, whomever the parent is there.
They won't talk to me about this. They don't want to talk to me.
Well, but Florence, then I think what you have to do is back off. And I think one of the possibilities is taking your grandson out for a walk and not saying, okay, random drug testing, you know, go and give me a sample here, because that's not going to work. But say to him, listen, it sounds to me that you had a really great time your first semester at college, but maybe having a great time and studying are mutually exclusive. At some point, if you want to go back to school, I'm certainly supportive of it. But his parents are making a mistake. They're letting him stay at home and sort of learning bum 101. And he should get a job, and he should figure out the real world. I mean, college may not be for him, and it may not be for him right now, but that doesn't mean that there's anything major wrong here. It just means he's a kind of immature kid who responded in fairly predictable ways to having that kind of freedom. But I think his parents have indulged him, and that's a mistake. But as you point out, they're really not going to listen to you, so you get to be grandmother, and when he comes around, say to him, listen, sounds like you had a really great time. Maybe this is a time to kind of figure out other goals for yourself and go back to school at some point where it'll be more meaningful. But I don't think there's any reason to go off the deep end about it. William, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Good morning, doctor. Pleasure to talk to you. Listen to you for years.
Good. William, what's on your mind today?
Okay. I'm 75. My wife passed away 2 months ago. And I've been all year talking to other people about waiting after their breakup, their divorce, whatever, for a year before dating. I thought, golly, I haven't got that many good years left. And so maybe there's some way that you would talk me through what I should...
All right. Let me say two things to you. First of all of the things I ever say, that is the most unpopular. And in all the years I've been saying it, I've made one exception of a guy who was 23 years older than you were. He was 98, and he called and said the same thing. He said, my wife died. Do I have to wait a year? And I said, no, 6 months. Because, you know, I'm just that kind of wonderful human being. William, the point is not a year of deprivation. The idea is a year, you said you don't have very many good years left. Presumably, this could be one of the years of maybe not necessarily goodness per se, but of revelation, of stability, of inspiration. The idea is not to put you on house arrest for a year to punish you for being left or divorced or your wife having died. It's a year for you to take inventory and to be exactly who you want to be. Because, you know, in any successful or even unsuccessful marriage, they're compromises. That people don't eat crackers in bed, or stop eating anything but turkey bacon, or hang the towel up after the shower, or put the seat down, or wear only blue. I mean, the idea is that in relationships we adjust our behavior to be consistent or comfortable with somebody else. And the idea, William, is that you get to discover who you are in the next 10 months. What you like to do, what you don't like to do, to be able to integrate the experience not only of your life with your wife, but her death, so that you come out at the other end being the most stable human being that you may have ever been. Now, you may be sadder, but presumably you will, in fact, be wiser. And then when you start deciding that you want a mate, then you're not, first of all, necessarily picking somebody who is a replica of your wife, or who reminds you, or is the opposite, or whatever. You're picking someone that is appealing for you, as opposed to just being reactive to a situation. That you've had a year to strengthen yourself, so you're not feeling like, if I don't find somebody right now, I'm so lonesome, I'm going to die. And so the idea is that you're allowed to hang out with friends, or even allowed to hang out with people that you think you may have some romantic interest in, but you just have to keep that pretty low key, so that you talk with them, and so that if you find somebody, that your relationship is based not on need, but on friendship, on self-knowledge, on sort of mutual bringing stuff to the party. So I'm not really trying to make you miserable, and I'm not trying to sort of, you know, truncate your social life. I'm saying that this is a way of making your social life pay better for you. Because what you presumably don't want is a whole lot of relationships that start off beautifully and then end miserably. And each of those endings is going to feel worse and worse, to the extent that I don't want you in 3 years deciding, I'll never find anybody to replace my wife, I'll be alone till the day I die. Because I think that, in a lot of ways, would be much sadder than saying, I need to figure out who my wife was, what I loved about the situation, what I didn't love, what I would like to do differently next time. Most importantly, who I, William, am. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, take dancing lessons, work out, you know, get a mohawk, get a tattoo, you know, take a cruise, do whatever you want to do, but do what you want to do, with the idea being, if you can function happily by yourself, you're going to make much better choices when you come to look for a mate.
Okay.
All righty?
I understand. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, William. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a theme. For those of you who listen with regularity to the program, you know that that's kind of a theme of, you know, that we were talking about threes last hour. I want you, I need you, I love you. Well, and two out of three ain't bad. I want you. I mean, sex is fine. I love you. Doesn't get any better. I need you. Tricky. Because if you need somebody, you're going to be dependent on them. And dependency really doesn't work very well in the long term on a relationship. Because the other person feels claustrophobic, and either the relationship sustains you and nurtures you, at which point you're not as needy. So what's the function of that other person? So I know we love songs that sort of make things very simple. And need is something that we've all felt. You know, we get lonely, or I suppose we get lonely. But be careful. You're going to make much better decisions about relationships if you're not feeling like you need to be with somebody, you just want to be with somebody, or you're perfectly okay by yourself. Speaking of by yourself, Clint Eastwood, I think nobody's going to play in his playpen anymore. He was on Spike TV's Guy Choice Awards a couple days ago. Did you realize that Clint Eastwood is 85? Maybe that we could forgive him a little because of that. Although Caitlin is 65. Imagine making those kind of changes at that point in your life. He was introducing Dwayne and said, that former athletes who become actors like Jim Brown and Caitlin somebody, they're going to cut it out. They said that before it broadcasts, they're going to cut it out. Bad Clint, bad. 855-99-37569. Besides, Caitlin and Clint are awfully close. In spelling, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as I mentioned, the whole idea about the self-driving car, the auto-auto, I love that term. We're getting like stories at least once a week, right? Is Apple going to put out one? Is Google going to put out one? So they did this survey, which is, it's a little unclear about what, how they asked the questions. It turns out that men are more likely than women to want to own one. Well, men own more cars than women. I mean, millennials are far more enthusiastic than older generations, which doesn't make any sense to me. You think that the older a person is, the more the idea of a safe car would appeal to them, where they don't have to worry about their eyes or... I mean, I just think it's a great idea. For women, it turns out that supposedly it's about safety, but it's a little unclear about how they ask the questions. They mentioned, of course, there have been a bunch of stories that said that there have been crashes. And so if the only thing you know about self-driving cars is that they've crashed, then obviously you think, oh, well, why do I want to do that? But it turns out that they have huge number of hours of tests, and the number of crashes are statistically much lower than cars that are driven by we imperfect people. And the selection was 18 to 55. No, 18 and older, sorry. 55% of women, 37% of men said they were worried about self-driving car safety. Well, that's what all the stories have been about. Neither have full confidence in the vehicles. Well, neither do the manufacturers at this moment. They're saying that they think we're talking about a couple of years. I think it's really exciting, don't you? I mean, they said that only 6% of people would put a child alone in a driverless car. Well, who'd put a kid alone in a house, let alone a car? I mean, that's
put
a stupid
kid alone
question.
Anywhere.
Yeah, please. It turns out the safety is one of the manufacturer's major selling points. But because all the stories have been about the crashes, then I think that it's just a matter of, again, you know, perception being really shaped by the media. And the media stories have been crashes, even though statistically they're much less than, as I said, than regular highway driving. It turns out State Farm is embracing it, and they've actually funded a study. Digitally connected and automated vehicles will result in a dramatic improvement in crash avoidance and traffic behavior, in addition to a reduction in energy consumption. They'll change the face of insurance. They're talking about, here's an interesting way of doing it. They're talking about trip-based insurance, calculating all sorts of risk factors, including the weather, the time of day, number of passengers in the car, how hard the driver brakes, and other factors. Pump your brakes, folks, I keep telling you. It can benefit some drivers and not others. It's like usage-based insurance on steroids. If you're a driver who brakes hard, drives a lot, and drives at night, you should not be on user-based insurance. They had a survey conducted last year. 86% of 2,000 licensed drivers would likely consider buying a driverless car if it meant cheaper insurance as a result of improved safety. So in the insurance industry's mind, the two are related. I'm not sure they are in the public yet. There's something called a Nerd Wallet survey. Have you ever heard of a Nerd Wallet survey? I assume it has
never
to do,
heard of that, no.
Me neither, with money and the internet, but who knows. 35% said they liked the idea that self-driving cars would lead to lower insurance costs. Among the dislikes were concern that the vehicles would be too expensive. Well, nobody knows how much they're going to cost yet. Men and women are basically about equally divided, and they're basically two-thirds of people worry about the cost. Unsafe, which drops down 37% of men, 55% of women. Take the fun out of driving, surprisingly not at all, 44% of men, 23% of women. Well, if you want to have fun driving, go to Bond Run School, I guess. Here's more people were concerned about collecting too much data about your driving habits than were concerned about safety, which is interesting. Among people over 60, 44% say they could not think of anything appealing about driverless cars. I can. It'll get all those 60-year-olds off the roads. Well, only 26% of people 18 to 24 said the same. Oh, no, I think they're a great idea. But that's because, first of all, I don't own a car right now. And second of all, when I do own a car, that fast drivers on bad roads just make me crazy. Daimler Trucks, as I said, rolled out a self-driving big rig in Nevada. It's being tested. Google last week said another of the company's self-driving cars was involved in a crash, the 12th in 6 years. Well, that's two crashes a year. It depends how many miles they drive. We don't claim that the cars are going to be perfect. Our goal is to beat human drivers. The company launched a new website Friday about its self-driving cars. There you go. Would you do a self-driving car?
Yeah, probably.
I would too. Yeah. Yeah, I think they'd be great. I'd love to try them. And in other news that having nothing to do with anything, Queen Elizabeth knights Prince Henry at Buckingham Palace. Just what he needed.
Oh.
Aren't you pleased?
Yeah. Thrilled.
Yeah, there we go. And a woman was hit by a bat at a Red Sox game and still in serious condition.
Oh, jeez.
We don't think of that as being a dangerous sport. Apparently, it's... I remember Tony Conigliera,
If you're in the stands and you're not paying attention to those foul balls and...
Yeah. Well, she got hit by a bat.
Yeah, and that happens, too. A bat, you know, a batter will swing and that bat will slip right out of his hands and go right into the stands, and if you're not ready for it...
Well, in hockey, pucks are going like 90-some miles an hour. Actually, I have a ball from a Mets game that came up, and I just ducked. First of all, I ducked because I just did not get hit. Second of all, even if you try and catch it, there's usually some guy with a mitt who's going to climb all over you to get that ball. So I've just decided, I actually had the ball. The people I was with that I'd taken as my guest, he got the ball and he gave it to me, so that was good. All right, so we thought we'd ask people about, first of all, we were talking about parallel parking. The advantage of an auto car is you wouldn't have to parallel park. But we had one person. Did the person who think that parallel parking should be part of the driving test, were they for it or against it?
They said they were for it. They said, let me see if I can. I think they had said they live in Windsor, Ontario, which is one of your listeners. One of your
yes,
area.
CKLW.
And
hi.
They said, it is. It is actually part of the driving test there. So.
Well, it is in a lot of places. What they're talking about doing it is taking it off the test. And the question is that it has really nothing to do with driving, which I would disagree with. I think if you can't parallel park, what are you going to do? Just abandon the car?
Right.
It's like I actually bought a car once. This is not my finest moment. But it was a cute little sports car. It was a Daimler, which is from Daimler-Benz, but it was their sports car that was fiberglass and had an overhead V8 and weighed less than a VW. That car would move. But it had no reverse because someone had torn... English steel is known as butter. So I had to have the transmission rebuilt because I thought, well, I don't need reverse. I'll just go straight ahead. It turns out you do need reverse for, among other things, parallel parking. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy.
Hi, John.
I've sat here for about 15 minutes trying to figure out your phone number. And I finally figured it out.
Okay.
And I called you, and I got an answer from your friendly person there, male person.
That would be Manny, who's my producer.
Yeah, I like all of you guys. I think you have a good show, and you put it together with probably only a psychiatrist could have put that show together so nicely. That
well,
would
thank
be you.
John, let me ask you a question for just a minute. Why was the phone number difficult for you to figure out?
Good question. It could be said that I'm 69 years old and I have neurological problems, but actually, I can't completely admit to that because I try to manage things. But there,
sure.
Do you remember the old phones that they went click, 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 and the dial went back? Did you ever see one of those?
Sure, sure. But, John, because I want to make sure that I wasn't giving you a hard time. I just want to make sure that I want to make sure I'm not doing something that's making it difficult for you.
Well, I mess around with the local radio station here a little bit and sit in there in the room. And, you know, I understand all the new computers and the bar and the timing and this cuts out and that. But the thing is that everything in our life is so fast anymore. And so we have a tendency to be faster and faster. And there, you know, a point is reached that nothing works. The brain doesn't even accept it. And so...
Would you like me to say it a little more slowly going forward, phone number?
I think I cannot be the only person that has this problem.
Okay.
And there's also a rhythm or a musical thing where the telephone company figured it out, you know, three digits, and four digits.
Right.
And if you do that, it helps. No. Because I actually sat here for a long time writing things down, trying to figure it out.
Okay.
And... I mean, going through the letters and the letters on the phone and everything
right,
else.
I'll tell you what, I hear exactly what you're saying, and I think your point is very well taken, that the 855 is probably relatively easy because we're used to those first three numbers being numbers. So the 855.
Right, I hear it all the time. So that went down on papers real quickly. And the rest of it, it's hard to explain to you.
I know exactly what you're saying. We're used to pattern thinking. We're used to 3, 3, and 4. And the way that the phone number is done, because it's got my name in it, which is easy if you can convert, if you have a phone, except you still have to look at it to convert the letters to numbers. But, all right, so if I said 855 and then I said 993-7569, that might be a little easier. So that I'll start doing that.
Right, it would be. I say, there's a little rhythm thing. I know you know music and stuff.
Yep.
And it would have, so... Thank you very much.
It's a good point. Well, that's why I wanted to stop you, to make sure that there wasn't an easier way, because I know for a lot of people, the Dr. Joy, while memorable, is not necessarily very useful because they're not used to converting letters to numbers. So that's why, and just for all of you, if you go to drjoy.com, it's got both of them written there, so you can see it in front of you, which is a little easier so you don't have to remember it. But from now on, I'll try very hard, and Manny, you can remind me if I get careless about it, to number one, go slowly, which I've really tried to do. But second of all, to do the grouping of 855-993-7569, as opposed to, because what I do in my head is I do the 85599, which is the same whether you're doing numbers or letters, and then I group the numbers together. But you're saying that's not how people are used to hearing numbers. So I will consciously try and do the grouping.
Well, yeah, I think there's some kind of phonetic something with the actual numbers and the way they go together also.
Well, I think it's just what we're used to. You're right. We're used to thinking 3, 3, and 4. And I do 3, 2, and 5, which isn't as helpful. So I'll start doing it the other way around.
Just something else to scratch your head over. Didn't mean to bother you with it, but it's...
No, listen, John, that's the point. That's why I stopped you, because I didn't know if you had more, that you actually had a question. But if you don't get something I say, that's not your fault, that's my fault. My job is to communicate. So if I'm not doing it either on an answer to a question or on this very specific, very basic issue of a phone number, you bring up a good point. I will start thinking about it in 3, 3, and 4.
Well, something that happened anyway today is that I'm under a lot of stress, and I'm here in the high desert, 100-degree day, and so I actually tried to write it down once, and I left the area I was in, and I found a tree to sit in the shade under to try
good.
My brain off, because things tend to go wrong, you know, when the physiological part is overstressed.
It's absolutely true, and I think an awful lot of us, when we overheat, our body can't tell the difference between physical stress and emotional stress, and so our body tends to go into the hyper mode of feeling overstressed. So you're right to go take a cold shower, have actually it turns out that what our tendency is to have a lemonade when it gets hot and drink coffee when it gets cold, and actually we should probably do the opposite, because if you drink lemonade, your body has to warm that cold liquid up to body temperature to be able to absorb it. So you're probably better off, believe it or not, even though it's counterproductive, having a cup of coffee. Or maybe in your particular case, a cup of tea. Try it.
Wow. You think about so many things that other people don't think about, because all my life, in the hot weather, I drink coffee.
There you go. Well, there you're right. Well, you don't have to drink. You be careful about the caffeine when you're feeling overheated. So you may want to try decaf or tea even. But the idea is a warm drink makes more sense when you're hot.
Okay. Well, I don't actually try to consume anything ever with any kind of altered substance. And as silly as it sounds, to me, decaffeinated coffee is not a correct substance to be consuming. So I don't, and it sounds silly, but that's just my belief.
Listen, I'm not going to, at 69, I'm not going to argue with you about your lifelong habits. I'm just saying that your body is going, the caffeine is a stimulant. So if you're feeling hot, that you may want to try even some warm water.
Right. In the hot weather, actually, I am pretty much cutting down the coffee completely your body wants other things. And one of the reasons I call was the frustration with the phone number, because I'm actually changed phones. I got a new phone, and I'm trying to get all the numbers over there. And your number, your show, your existence has helped me. It's helped other people, and I've recommended you to other people that called you, and very pleased to have you out there to speak with. So anyway, congratulations to whoever your producers, you, whoever, you know, going, you spending the time in your life going to school, whatever it is. I think a lot of people appreciate you being out there.
Well, John, I appreciate that hugely. Listen,
I do too.
Yeah, Manny does too.
Yeah, well, he helps too. You know, it would not
be there
without
him. He does.
He's
great.
So, but
absolutely.
My biggest problem is I'm aging, and there are numerous issues that come up, mistakes being made with decisions, things like that. And the really frustrating part that I don't know how to deal with is I have found repeatedly that younger people actually see me as a nice guy, a vulnerable target, and they take advantage of me. Financially in a big way.
Like, are these people you know, or are these relatives? Who are these?
Well, it is people around me. I find that an older person needs to be aware of who's around them and who the heck they are, and the contemporary, in other words, what the social paradigm is around you. This is just the way so many young people think. There's a lot of them that don't, but to a large degree, they do.
All right, John, listen to me. Try being maybe a little less charming, but there, and sort of ask the questions you need to ask up front. Don't worry so much about being a nice guy. One of the advantages, I think, of getting older is you're allowed to be a little more crotchety. So don't become a target.
I don't like being crotchety, and I like to help people.
I know you
do,
but listen,
I have to learn other skills.
No, John, let me tell you that you can always back off and be nice, but if you're a little crotchety up front, you'll get rid of some of those people who view you as a target. You can always be nicer, and it's much better to go from being nice, being crotchety to nice, than nice to crotchety. Crotchety, if you go from nice to crotchety, they'll feel that you betrayed them. But if you go from crotchety to nice, they'll feel they earned your respect. John, thanks. You're a dolly. Call me if you need me. Joy, she'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. Joyce, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been a long-time listener. My question today or my situation today is I'm retired, and about 6 years ago I started doing some family tree research, and I also got into some DNA testing. Hmm. And I did quite a bit of DNA testing of family members, and what I recently found out about 10 days ago that my dad is not my dad. He's not my biological dad. He's going to
hold
my dad. And my mother and father, they're both deceased. So I can't really talk to them about it. My mother had 7 children. I am the fourth child. Yeah, the fourth. Mm-hmm. And I have one brother and 2 sisters that's deceased. So there's no one living that I could really talk to or would be knowledgeable about this. And I'm just trying to figure out, how do I not let this consume me?
Wow. All right, when you say DNA testing, tell me what you actually did.
I had my sisters tested. I was tested. I had cousins tested. So I'm.
Why did you decide to do that? Just for fun?
No, for research purposes. Not for fun, for research, to build my family tree. I was not snooping when I started this. This was just merely.
Are any of your mother's family alive?
Yeah, she has 3 sisters that live, and they're in their 80s. And I don't know if I should approach them.
Yeah. I mean, look, honey, they're the people most likely to have. What I would do is I would just treat it to say exactly what you said. All right. Here's the dilemma. Do you really want to know? And it sounds to me you do. But first question. All right. Because, you know, you could just decide that, you could decide anything. You could decide the tests were wrong or whatever. I mean, denial is a basic human issue. But if you really want to know, the people who are most likely to know are your mother's sisters.
Okay.
And your older sibs, especially the oldest sib. Are any of your older sibs still alive?
Well, I have one sister that's 9 years older than me.
She's likely to know. I mean, she may not know, but she would probably have some idea about, you know, did mom's next door neighbor. But the people who are most likely to know are your mom's sisters, because that's a hard secret to keep. And it sounds to me, did the DNA of everybody else in the family match, or were there other discrepancies?
Yeah, everybody else matched.
Do you look like your family members?
No, well, I look like my sisters. I mean, I think that's because of my mother. But my dad was tall, and I'm not tall.
Well, no. I mean, look, I have 5 brothers and sisters, and I'm the only tall one. My father was tall. My mother was short. I'm the only tall one. So, but you're sure, did you do the DNA test more than once?
No, I am going to do it on myself again. But
because you know, DNA,
I'm about 95% certain that it's correct.
Yeah. What'd you do? Have a home testing kit?
Yeah, I had a home testing kit.
Okay. Pardon?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Look, the first thing I would do is, before you do anything, I'd test it again. And I might even go for the expense of having a professional DNA reader. Because, DNA aside, which is basically, as you know, with DNA, what you're talking about is a percentage of concurrence. Nothing is 100% except identical twins, okay? So what you're talking about is really a percentage. But if you're talking about something that's much simpler than DNA, that lab tests, you get a lot of false positives and a lot of false negatives. So the first thing I do is I'd redo the test.
Okay.
All right, number one, because you may be laboring under somebody just confusing the test results or misreading them. So that's the first thing I do. As I said, I would probably do the inexpensive one, the home test first, and see if you get a concurrence. Because either it'll sort of put you more in line with your sibs, or it won't. If it doesn't, I'd go it used to be about $300 to get a DNA test. I don't have any idea what it is anymore. But I'd go and get it done professionally. Take the results that you already have, the two tests, if they agree, and take them to a professional. And then assuming that, because one of 2 things will happen. Either you got a false positive, I guess in this particular case it would be a false negative, and at which point you can just sort of say, the test was wrong, and tests are wrong a lot. All you have to do is talk to your friendly neighborhood, either lab technician or physician, and they'll tell you that when you get a test that shows positive, you get it tested again. And almost everybody does it. Think about it. If you've gone to your doctor and they come back with a negative on a disease process, they'll test you again. And it's because they know. So on this particular case, especially where it's a home kid and who knows who's interpreting it and yada, yada, I'd test it again. If you get the same results, I'd get a professional test. Because, look, you're talking about And it'll be more expensive than the home test, but it's probably more accurate, and you'll have somebody who will read it with you, and it'll put your mind either at rest or not. If it comes, if everything says, okay, different DNA, and that we don't get much concurrence, then I would go talk to your mother's sisters, because they're the most likely people to know.
Okay.
Right, but at this moment, I would certainly entertain the possibility that you've got a false positive.
Okay.
All right, so go do the test again.
Okay, I will.
All right, and understand, bottom line, regardless of how this turns out, and I know you want to know, and I'm not disagreeing with you, that the major reason, up until very recently in human history, the idea, the biblical statement that it's a wise child that knows its own father, was really an acknowledgement that we always know the mother, we don't necessarily know the dad.
Oh, yeah,
because,
I know.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, the man who, regardless of whomever the sperm donor was, that the person who raised you, the person who is your father in every way, with the possibility of one, is the man that you thought was your father. So that's the important thing.
My father. That's,
exactly. And the major reason that we need to know our genetics is for health reasons. How old are you at this moment?
I am 64.
All right. So look, if one of two things is true, either this will come out that you are just like your brothers and sisters, at which point look to their medical history for yours in general. Get your exams done when you know, keep and know what your current medical status is.
Oh yeah, but I'll have to wait on that.
Yeah, go get the testing done again and let me know what happens.
Okay.
Will you?
Okay, I'll do that.
But in the meantime, suspend the anxiety if you can. All right, just decide that there's no reason to be anxious yet, because I don't have conclusive enough data.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Cookie.
When I get the results, I'll call you back.
Please do. All right.
Okay,
and in the meantime, try not to worry. All right. 855-993-7569. Whoops. 855-993-7569. I'm going to practice. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.